It's November 1st, 2022, Ward Green here. And it is 1757 hours. One of the welding tables, it looks like it's arrived because it's from DeWalt, but I don't see the other one yet. It's not scheduled to come until Thursday, so this is hopefully a preview of what we're going to have. Okay, I need to cut those off to get that open. Okay, so let's see what we can do here. That's open. That's open. That should do it. It should open now. So I don't know. Okay, we're going to try to do this. I'm going to try and... I'm very hot. I just completed what may be the fastest concrete work in the history of the world. I don't know. I was very fast. It was done very quickly. It's normally not that easy, I don't think, but it was the chisel, removing the, widening the crack, and then mixing the concrete quickly, and then getting it the right consistency, and slapping it in there with the trowel. And it went better than ever. I don't know. Normally it's been a lot more difficult for me to do that. But, I mean, only time will tell. That's the thing. It'll probably have to be done periodically, maybe even every year. Let's see what we can do here. Looks like this box lid is ready. Come off. There we go. So, there's the table. Yeah, it's sizable. I did order two of these. They have, oh yeah, that tabletop. Look at that. Look at this tabletop. It's solid. Like that's a solid, you know, I don't know, maybe an eighth thick. It's hard to tell. Maybe not an eighth. Yeah, I think it's almost an eighth thick, if not an eighth thick. I could see it from the side, maybe. Oh yeah, here it is. It looks like, you know, what, 3/32, maybe? 3/32 thick, maybe. And it looks like more than a 1/16. In thickness, you can see it. I can show you, probably. But let me get it out of the box first. Let's do that. See if it comes out. Good. Okay. There it is. Okay, so it's got some things attached to it. It's supposed to weigh 40. I did think, I knew it didn't weigh 80 pounds. So I knew it, I actually didn't know, but I thought all of a sudden maybe I was stronger because I could lift 80 pounds, but it was 40 pounds because it's only one table, not two tables. That's why it didn't weigh as much. So hopefully the other one's on the way. Looks good. Looks great. This will be very good for my workshop. Let's just roll that tape back. Good. So there's the instructions for it. Yeah, well, I want this to be a brief unboxing, so it looks like it's here. Let me just cut the... I don't think I'm ready to do the product, you know, comparison. The product comparison yet. There. I got the zip tie off. This is what came with it. It's got a handle to drag it around. And it has something to do with the leg locks or something. It's a spare leg lock. Yeah, it might be... These might be spare parts, actually. It's hard to say. But that would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, spare parts would be great. So, basically, it's got some legs here. Let's see what these are like. Yeah. They're locked in place? They're locked already. Okay, so Maybe if I undo the lock. I don't even know if that is a lock. There, look. Yeah, it's a pin. It's a pin that unlocks at the bottom. I'm not sliding it. Hang on. I don't know. Okay, what do we got to do here? Let's, I guess, look at the instructions. Okay, let's see. I don't understand yet. No, I have a feeling those parts are not spare parts, but they're necessary. But anyway, I've already moved this thing from where it was. There it is. Okay, I got it back in again, into the hole there. I just put it back the way it was for now. I'll figure this out later. I'm going to throw that away. See if I can get that. I missed the garbage. That is less than a good omen. Okay, there we go. It's in the garbage. That's good. Now, I want to show you this edge. The edge of this table. So you can see how thick it is. There it is. That's how thick that steel is. It's an alloy steel, they say. It looks like stainless or something, or chrome steel, you know. It doesn't look like a galvanized steel. So it should be really good for welding if it's a chrome steel or something like that, that's what it looks like, right? Very shiny alloy steel. I'm not going to be welding directly onto it, although I could if it were weldable, but it's not. I won't be doing that. So I'll be clamping onto it somehow, which is the better way to do it anyway. If you can do it that way, it's better. But now, before I chew up and ruin my kitchen floor, it's got plastic edges, so it's not gonna be chewing up the floor just yet, I don't think. But just so that, what's it hitting? Oh yeah, resting on the countertop. So that's it for this video. That's the DeWalt unboxing of the tabletop, the welding table is what it is. It's a welding table. The slots in the middle are for clamping, like putting in some kind of stop to stop the work from moving in that direction. And all of these slots are useful for that. But also these holes are for clamping as well. So you've got a lot of places you can put clamps if you can get them through the holes and if they're long enough to do the job. So I think I might have a couple of very long clamps that are bar clamps, but I mean, not very long, but something like three feet, 4 feet or something. A couple that have steel and no plastic on them, and that's the kind I want for welding. And I don't use those very much because they slip a lot because they don't have the plastic, and they have very small metal pads on them. But those, I don't know if I could be able, if I would be able to feed them through I could get them through a slot, definitely, but maybe not through the holes. I doubt if I can get them through those holes, but I hadn't even thought of using those until just now. So, you know, taking the first step is part of, it gives you access to more ideas in terms of what you already might be able to use, or what parts you might already own that you can use to facilitate what you're trying to do with the product, so with what you just bought. I have to think about it now. I'm going to think about it, I think, a lot. I'll be thinking about it a lot more now. But I'll want to get it set up first, and then that'll take some time. I don't want to waste video time on that. I'm sure it's not that difficult, but it's unlike anything I've ever seen before, exactly. So, I mean, unless I can see exactly how to do it, right? Let's see. Why is there a cord minder? There's no electrical cord. Oh, yeah, okay, it's for that, though. There's a cord minder for your welding cord, I guess. Yeah, that's a good idea. Remove locking pins, 2. Grounding stud, 3. There's a grounding stud too. It sticks in. That's this thing. It's like a ring. It's a chrome or a steel ring, right? That stainless steel ring there. That's the grounding stud. And the tool holder is four. I don't even know what that is. The drawing is not helping me here for that. Locking pins two. Well, the locking pins. They're holding the legs. Yeah, so there's locking pins that are keeping somehow. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, I think I know where they are now. Yeah, maybe. Possibly. Well, these are the locking pins. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I think that very piece that I just pulled out was a locking pin. Right. Remove them from the hardware kit. Okay. Yeah, well, it's not going to take long, I don't think. Yeah. I wish I could do this right on camera, but I don't probably want to do it in the kitchen anyway, because my kitchen floor has a limited lifetime as it is. I don't think I want to chew it up, you know, with all sorts of assembly and stuff in the kitchen. Maybe that's one reason not to do it. Open the legs. Oh, you stand the table up. There we go. So, in the next section, what's the next section? The next section is in a different language. It's not in English on the back. It's in Spanish. It's not going to be a big problem, but it's just figures five, six. No, these are the same instructions. I don't know. Yeah, but there are some different instructions there, too. Instructions of use. Instructions of use. They're not here. They're in Spanish. Not in English. Believe it or not, this is English. But you'll believe that if you speak English. Read all instructions. It's all English assembly instructions, etc., 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 etc. Okay, over here we have other stuff that's not quite as useful. And then we go in the back. What do we have? I can't read it from the reverse. Mango. And then it says, siga las instrucciones de uso en la siguiente sección para abrir las patas y levantar la mesa. That's Spanish. So, I believe. Well, it could be something like Portuguese. I wouldn't maybe know. But there, you see, instructions. It's all Spanish. Not English on that side. That's probably because I didn't open it up. Aha! There we go. Good. Operating instructions. Okay. I found it. Good. Thank goodness. That was terrifying. But not really, because I know I would figure it out. But open each leg by squeezing the leg release lever, it says. Okay. In and pulling down on the leg until it locks into place. Where's the leg release lever? That's figure 10. There it is. So it shows. Squeeze the leg release lever. Squeeze it in and pull down on the leg till it locks into place. Well, it doesn't show where the leg release lever is. But I think I know. It's obvious. So we do have instructions. Thank Jehovah for that. God, thank God. That was good. That was a... It felt like a close call, but it wasn't really. I mean, it wouldn't have been, it would not have stopped us, would it? It would not have stopped us. Pull down on that lever, see, and then it releases here. You see that? You can see it right here. There's a place in here. You might not see it from there. There is a place inside here. I pulled this up before to release it from there. Right, we can do it like that. There we go. And then, there, did you see there? There it goes. See the leg? It has a bit of a, it almost releases, but not quite. What happens is you get to the point where it's almost released, but there's a little bit of a rounded edge. You just pull it, and that rounded edge slides right out, and then you put it up here, and it clicks into place. There we are. Amazing. Same thing on this side. We'll try and see. Yep, it seems to want to release. It's good. It wants to release here. It's rounded, but it's rounded, and the rounded edge is still caught, but you can pull the rounded edge, and it will slide because it's rounded. It doesn't get caught, right? It's just caught partly. So, bang. Two legs. So, that's what it's like. Let's try this. We're getting there. I don't know what to do with this box. It's in my way. I'm going to get it temporarily out of the way. I don't know. Maybe I'll get good at this, possibly at some point. But I mean, I've assembled a lot of different things in my day, probably, or a fair number, you know. My share, maybe, you know, fair number. There we go. That's like that. See, I thought it should be easy, right? It should be easy, and it is. But when you first get it, you're not so sure. And look how solid that is. I mean, that is solid. It's solid. It's got nice plastic feet. They won't destroy. This could be my dinner table, actually, couldn't it? Because I don't have one of those. It actually could be my dinner table. I just thought of that. Because I can fold it up when I'm not using it. That's a great idea. But I can use another one of these because I can use two in the basement when I'm doing welding. I can clamp the two together somehow by staggering. See, the feet stick out on each side. They don't go straight to the floor. They stick out that way and they stick out this way. There's a little bit of a splaying outward of the feet, so you can't put them directly side to side unless there's a gap between them. But if I want them to be completely up against each other, and when the other one comes, hopefully it will come soon, I can stagger them so that the legs are staggered this way. The table will be staggered this way so that I can put the two together. Maybe not, because it's hard to say. No, I guess not. No. That's okay, though. And there can still be a gap between them, and I can still, but I can minimize the gap between them by staggering, right? And then there'll still be a gap, which will be like a equivalent to like a slot. So I can cut with the plasma cutter through that slot, and it won't destroy the table while I'm doing it. I can put them up close to each other. I can put a block of wood in between them or something. I find a way to clamp them together so that they don't shift. Then I can clamp the work onto them, and I can weld it or cut it or do stuff with it. Fantastic. That's the unboxing video. 18, 16 hours. What time was it when I started? I hope that was a short video because I don't want to take too much time. But this is the handle for it. It goes on one of the ends of it. This is the handle to drag it around. And these are the other things that come with it. Maybe we'll get into that later. But if not, that's it. That's the unboxing of the DeWalt welding table. This is Ward Green. November 1st, 2022, and 18, 16 hours. Bye for now.